So it's been a tough 2 weeks for me. Not for Varner. I'm not contagious now, but I had the flu 2 weeks ago, which was not a fun experience, if anyone has experienced it. Baruch Hashem, I was able to only get knocked out for a day or two or three, but you still have lingering effects. Even 2 weeks later, you still have a little bit of a cough, and you know, still definitely a little bit weaker, and you know that the flu knocks you out. And just, of course, in case anyone has any doubt, I did get the flu shot, of course. And I'm probably the first one online to get the flu shot, but tough 2 weeks. In addition to that, I had a stressful 2 weeks at work, which didn't work so well together. So I have this meeting in downtown Manhattan on Thursday, it was today, Sunday, on this past Thursday. And anyone ever been to Wall Street Grill? Very cool. It's like a whole rooftop thing. Sure enough, but it's a very stressful meeting, a very important meeting. So I can't say that I really ate very well, which is part of the story. I ate breakfast at 10:30 or 10, late breakfast when I left my house. I had this 12 o'clock meeting at Wall Street Grill, which is Fleischig's. I just had breakfast, and in case you can't tell, I'm not the greatest eater to begin with. And it's 12 o'clock, so of course I have to order something so I don't look like an idiot. You know, the business meals. Get a hamburger. I cut off like one piece, you know, mush it around on my plate a little bit. Had one bite of the hamburger and continued this stressful meeting. I also had another stressful meeting at 4:30 back in my office. Fine, I take one bite of this hamburger, around 12:30, okay? Then I realize at 3 o'clock, I didn't bring lunch because I figured, okay, I was going to eat at this Wall Street Grill. And I realize, okay, I'm feeling pretty weak at 3 o'clock. So I run, you know, my office doesn't have much, and the time I was going to order, et cetera, I had this meeting at 4:30. So I just went to, like, the bodega, got one of those, like, protein bars, you know, open it up and about to make a brach, and then I realize, oh, shoot, it says OUD on it. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so but I got a meeting at 4:30. I'm busy at work. I'm not handling around ordering on Seamless. Or if I had a minute to do that, I have a bag of potato chips. So I just had some potato chips in my office. I had a water, but in case you don't realize, potato chips don't make you feel better at all. That is for sure. Anyway, so I make it to my 4:30. It's fine. I'm in at 5. And now at this point, I'm getting weaker and tired. I'm about to head up on the bus. You know, have to do the express bus. It's 5+ hours, I'm thinking to myself. At 5:20, I'd say I finished eating at 12:30. So I had 5 hours, 6 hours? Come on. Like, does it make a difference? So what do you do in that situation? I was about to take a bite. It's like, I got to call my wife. You know, make sure, like, just run it by the bus. It's a heter. I'm weak right now. I'm going on a bus. It's 5 hours. It's 1 hour, 3 hours. From Machmir, 6. You know, okay, it's Kamoshe shows. Call my wife, she's an idiot. Like, what are you doing? She's like, just have a glass of water. You could bring the bar on. It was already opened. I already opened the thing. She's like, just put it in your pocket. You'll bring it on the bus. Time you get home, the bus at 6:30, you'll have it. I'm going to get home around 7. You know, it takes me about an hour and 20 minutes. I was going to leave at 5:50. You'll eat it on the bus. That's what I did at 6:30. I opened the bar. I finished it up and ate the bar. It was fine. I survived. It was not a big deal. I didn't faint on the bus. But, you know, sometimes milk and meat, not a poshuta thing. You know, it's not a simple thing. It's an important halacha. It's a halacha which we should all observe, and I'm pretty good at observing for the most part, but you know, sometimes the Yetzer Hara tries to get the best of you. Now let's apply it to our Zimun question. You got this side of the table is eating meat. This side of the table is eating milk. Well, that's a bad example, actually. Let's assume it's only three of us here. Three of us at the table, two people are eating milk, one are eating meat, because in that case, you have a little bit of a different situation. But two milks, one meat, two meats, one milk.
It happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Especially on Sukkos.
Especially on Sukkos. It happens anytime friends get together, you know, in law school all the time. So you'd sit around the 5 or 6 from people, you sit around at a table, and everyone brought their own lunch from home, and everyone's seeing that, and someone opens up a frozen pizza or whatever it is, and someone opens up a hamburger, and, you know, and you're sitting at a table. So no Zimun or not Zimun? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just be clear. I just want to be clear. No, it's of course my focus, but I just want to be clear how we're going to set you up the case. 1 second. Also, my focus is nice, but you got to come out of the shir knowing what to do, because it happens all the time. Let me just be clear with the mitzias over here, so that no one starts jumping on me. You have a hamburger on a bun.
Yes.
Okay? So your bun is covering your hamburger. You're with me?
Yes.
You have a slice of pizza. Okay? Your bread is in the pizza. It's all mixed in together. I have to wash pizza. That's all another share. Okay.
Cheese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, you're saying you have to wash. Okay, I hear you. Yeah, he washed. He washed his pizza. He's had five pieces. He's a big guy. He could have five pieces of pizza. He's pounding. My brother-in-law can do that, and he's a little guy, has all five pieces of pizza. So I was amazed. I could barely eat one. Yeah,
people
but
know each other.
They know each other. They're buddies. They're cousins, brothers,
not
friends,
to be
children.
At the same table.
No, they got there. They're very from. Mr. Spear brought seven layers of placemat for him. He brought a whole Lego, like, blah, 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 like, built, like, wall that he builds surrounding him just so he could see his eyes to this person across from him, right? And you're fine. You've built your walls. Everything is great. Kosher v'yosher. The problem is that they're sitting there. They're schmoozing the entire time. You're there together. You're there for each other. I'm there also. I'm eating dairy also. And I want to be clear what I'm eating. I'm eating bread and butter, okay? I've got my bread with milchic butter spread all over the bread, and you've got your hamburger in a bun. Now, the case. Zimun or no Zimun? You got to vote on this. Yes or no?
No.
Yeah. Raise your hands if there's yes Zimun. Ooh, interesting. Raise your hand if there's no Zimun over here. Stay stark, stay stark. Okay. The Gemara in Erechin, and Daf Dalet, has one line, which you wouldn't have thought that Zimun is in Erechin, but it is. It says, Hakol mitstarfin leZimun. Everyone combines for a Zimun. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Says the Gemara, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, why would you think that a Kohen and a Levi in Yisrael don't combine for a Zimun? What would be the reason why a Kohen wouldn't combine for a Zimun? The answer is, I would have thought that Kohanim, since they eat Truma, and the Kohen's eating Truma, and Yisrael's eating Chulin, Yisrael can't eat Truma, Yisrael cannot eat Truma, the Kohen can eat the Yisrael stuff, so maybe I would think that they don't combine for a Zimun. Says the Gemara, no, they can combine for a Zimun. Which, wait a second. So they can, says the Gemara, they can combine for a Zimun. Fine.
Right, but the logic would be because for the Kohen, the Truma is okay. And he's the one eating it.
So says the Gemara says, let me just find that line, yeah.
You're afraid you might give it, Israel might get some of it. That's the.
Yeah, but Israel won't eat Truma. Israel never eats Truma, so there's a big difference between that and meat and milk.
So says the Gemara, Kamashmon, Nihi Dizar Bahade Kohen Lo Matzi Acho, since the Yisrael can't eat the Kohen's food, Kohen Bahade Zar Matzi Acho, but the Kohen can eat the Yisrael's food. You're with me? So says the Magen Avram, based upon this, yeah, he really said it's an aguda. So if a man is eating meat, one man is eating meat, two people are eating dairy, it doesn't make a difference, yeah? Two people are eating meat, one person's eating milchik. Since the person who's eating milk has the ability to wash his mouth out, he could finish your pizza, you're still hungry, five slices, you're still going strong, you wash out your mouth, and now you go have a hamburger. You could partake in part of your meat-soaked hamburger bun. So you're fine. You're with me? Okay.
You have to step away.
He washed it. Okay, so you had in mind, he washed. He brought a drink. He brought a drink. He has a sucking candy or whatever. He cleans his mouth out. But the whole point is that since you can, but here's the key point. Since you can partake in his meat, that's why the Zimun works, according to the Magen Avraham.
But even otherwise, you should be able to. Like, I'll give an example. Let's say there are two people that are lactose intolerant.
That's my next question. Yeah. Or what about, it's the 9 days, and one of you are Sephardi, one of you are Ashkenazi, I forget, but Sephardim don't keep 9 days, right? But the Sephardim, they're the week of. Yeah. So it's the week of, help me figure this out. The Ashkenazi is eating dairy, and the Sephardi is eating meat, and it's the 9 days, but it's not Shavu Shechalba.
Right.
So the Ashkenazi can't eat the meat guy. So according to Magen Avraham, Zimun or no Zimun? according to the Magen Avraham, no Zimun. You're with me? Another case, if you make a neder, you can make a neder. Another case, if you're lactose intolerant. Another case, if, let's say, your pizza has Parmesan cheese spread all over the pizza. Hard cheese, whatever. Is that Parmesan? Is that Parmesan? That's right. That's
not every Parmesan.
Okay, I don't know. The ones, every time, the hard cheese, the hard cheese, the hard cheese. I don't need any other cheese besides the Parmesan. So the hard, you have your hard cheese on your pizza, and now you're eating with the guy eating meat. Now, all of a sudden, the mitzias has changed. You can't go just wash out your mouth and have fleshach. Zimun or no Zimun. According to the Magen Avraham, it's very clear in this situation, there is no Zimun. You're with me?
Yeah,
anyone want to change their vote, by the way?
No.
Zimun or no? My hamburger case, now let's go back to my hamburger case. Yeah?
So, I guess the underlying assumption
mm-hmm.
is that the content of what people are eating impacts on whether they're allowed to be a
outstanding.
Like a Zimun,
right? It's an outstanding ha'ara. It's an outstanding point. Correct. According I don't know. According to the Magen Avraham, don't say it as a why. Say it. Therefore, I see from the Magen Avraham that obviously the Magen Avraham is understanding that what you're eating affects the Zimun. Meaning, in order to have a kavius, in order to have a real combination, you have to be able to eat from him. He has to be able to eat from you. Comes along that goes Simon Hagim, also citing the Magen Avraham, and disagrees. He says, that's crazy. It doesn't have to be that you are eating from his hamburger or you are able to eat from his pizza. All you need is the concept that you two could combine if what? If someone comes to the table and says, hey, I got this fresh loaf of bread from the store. You want a piece? You want a piece? Then everything is great. Since that you fundamentally could combine, the fact that you actually are not combining is irrelevant. It's if someone would come and combine you two, you could eat from the same bread. It happens to be your bread is meat soaked with hamburger juice, and yours is mixed in with cheese and sauce. Okay, so practically speaking, you're not switching your meal now, but you can combine. If someone came and brought a loaf of rye bread to the table, you would both be able to take a piece. So therefore, you are a good combination according to the Agos Minhagim. You're with me? How do we paskin? Huge nafkamina. Huge nafkamina would be if you don't want meat now, or you can't eat meat, or it's the 9 days, or it's hard cheese, would you be able to combine or not? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll read you what the Mishnah Berurah says. Got to get a Mishnah Berurah, sorry. Mishnah Berurah writes that, tell me which way you think, because it's not 100% clear from this Mishnah Berurah. She'll tell me. He says in 196, Kuf Tzadi Vav Tes, he says like this. Kosu Aposkim, the rabbis write, to who adin? Same thing would be, he's talking about the Kohen and Levi, he says, Kishe'echad ochel chalav, one's eating milk, o gvina, or cheese, vashnayim basar, or two people eating meat, mitstarfen, they combine. Why? Shal ochel gvina, the person who's eating cheese, hare yochel lechol milachmam. The person eating cheese could eat from the meat guy, afal pishu meluchluch the basar, even though it's soaked in meat, imi kaneach piv v'yadichenu. Which way is he like? He's like the stricter opinion, that if you cannot combine with the meat guy for whatever reason, for example, you're a vegetarian, or you're not going to eat it, or you are allergic to meat, or it's the 9 days, you would not be able to combine according to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, says Rev David Yosef, Bavan Yosef's son, in his Sefer Halacha Berurah, you could rely on other lenient poskim against this Mishnah Berurah, including the Chai Adam and the Taz. So it would come out, really, it's a machlokas, Ashkenazim and Sephardim. And what do you do if one's an Ashkenazi, one's a Sephardi? I don't know. That's a separate issue. Depends who's the stronger personality, maybe, at a paskin. But it would come out that according to the Mishnah Berurah, the only way that a milchit guy can combine with fleshit guys are if he actually can eat from the other person. Either there's a separate piece of bread on the table, or he's willing to wash out his mouth out. I don't know if he has to actually wash his mouth out and do that, but since he really has the ability to do so, then it's fine. The Sfaradim would say, nah, just the very concept that someone could bring a rye bread to the table is enough to allow a combination. Who cares about this naf? Okay. Most times the milk guy could eat with the meat guy. Most time it's fine. And so you're fine according to everyone. What's the nafkamina? No? Who is leading this Zimun? Yeah, no? Who should lead? That's my next sentence. There's no Kohen. Yisraelim, 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 Yisraelim. It's not like our Ashkamin, which is 75% Kohanim. Yep. They're both Grois and Taminachim. This is a Kolel lunch. Yeah, but they're no Sfardim. This is Ashkenazic Kolel Dikkel lunch. They're both Rosh Kolel. They're both eating together. Three people. Three Rosh Kolel.
It's a coin.
No, but new.
Evaluate meat.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Smugan Avram, really, the guy eating dairy should lead because he's the catalyst. And in a bracket in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Vahaminog. It's very vague. Vahaminog, Sha'ochel Gvina, the guy who's eating milk, Hu amivarech berchas amozen. Velo epech, not you, why? Shechu hagorem la'aziman. According to the Smugan Avram and according to the Mishnah Berurah, you, without that milk guy, you ain't have a Zeman over here. According to the Sfaradim, or according to Reb David Yosef, and according to these other poskim, the Chai Adam, that as long as someone could bring a rye bread to the table and you could combine, so then anyone could lead the Zeman, because it has nothing to do with you, you're not so special. It's not the milk guy who's so special. Either of them are both could combine to a third rye bread guy. Or all three could eat with a new rye bread, which was brought to the table, if it was. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, that's enough, Gamina. Then in Mishara Tzion, he asks your annoying question. But what about if the meat guy is a Kohen?
Isn't the meat also more chashiv?
Okay, but here, Mishnah Berurah obviously doesn't care about the chashivas because the milk guy. And first of all, I don't know if that's necessarily so true. You have some fancy cheeses. You ever gone to any of the milk restaurants in this neighborhood? They ain't cheap. Yeah, so it's not cheap.
We're talking about halacha. We're not talking about what the cheeses today.
But I don't know if that's
necessarily chashiv.
Agreed. But in general, I don't know that. I hear you. Clearly, the Mishnah Berurah is not learning that. Clearly, the Milchik guy, who's the catalyst of the Zeman, is more important than that. But the Sharet Tzion says, well, what about if the dude who's eating meat is a Kohen? Now you got problems. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's why I only wrote V'ham Minhag. Because at this point, says the Mishnah Berurah, I give up. He says, basically, you're really stuck. But
he
says, He says, that really he should go first, l'chabdo to honor him, come back next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and we'll solve it. It's not so simple, but a Kohen leads a Zeman. Sorry, Kohanim. Yeah? You think you're so special over here? I'm going to knock you guys off, but in 2-3 weeks, you have to come back for that one. Okay, but Mr. Brewer is assuming that you are so important. He says, you shouldn't push off the Kohen just because of this nice idea of a minog that the milchit guy is the catalyst for the Zeman. So he says the Mishnah Berurah to sum up the Chabura like this. It comes out, according to Ashkenazim, you have milchik and fleshik eating together. As long as the milchik guy can eat with the meat guy by washing out his mouth, he's not allergic to meat, it's not the 9 days, or etc., then really, you can have a zeman.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So let's say they're at a restaurant, assuming that you're having milk and fleshik at the restaurant, let's make that assumption.
There's a restaurant in Baltimore.
Right, so let's make that assumption.
Yeah.
So if there is pitchers of water that are at the table, why wouldn't the fact that everyone can partake from the pitcher of water.
Great question.
Because it's not, why does it have to be eat the same?
Because it has to be bread. Because it has to be bread. Water doesn't make a zeman. You need a bread.
No. Everyone's eating their respective sandwiches. But why couldn't it be where the sharing of the drink?
Because water doesn't do anything for you. Water doesn't make a zeman. I understand what you're saying. It makes it that they're combined.
Yeah.
But it's combined. They can also shake hands and be combined. It doesn't mean anything. You need the bread.
Cheerios?
Oh, so then you get into annoying. Okay, what about mizonesis? That's a tough question. I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Mizonesis is always a wild card and everything. I would assume the answer is no. I would assume that you really need bread, just because the lack of mention by mezonos.
If you have two people, guy comes in and he has a mezonos,
yeah,
he can be part of it.
Fine. If guy has a fruit roll-up, he could combine to the thing also. If you have two people eating bread, and a third guy is just eating a fruit roll-up or a candy, or sucking a shackle.
I was told the shackle doesn't work. It has to be
a mezonos. I thought it does. No, I think
so. It's a mezonos.
I have to check that up again.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. We'll have to check it up. I don't want to talk offhand, and I thought yes, but I could be wrong. Maybe that's another chabur to do. But we'll check that out. Okay, the final thought. Just to finish up the halacha is that the sum up is again. So Ashkenazim, it's fine to do that. Really, the milk guy should lead the zimun. I think preferably, if the meat guy is a kohen, then there's definitely room to say that the meat guy should lead the zimun. I'll just end with another great story. Yeah.
If you have four, eating meat and one eating dairy. So the dairy isn't really the catalyst.
Correct.
So
I didn't see that explicit, but I would imagine that then the meat guy should lead the zimun, and then does milk guy, I think, then ain't so important anymore. He's lucky to be there, yeah? He's lucky. I just had another concept of the importance of milk and meat eating. I wrote this up in an article in the Queen Jewish Links. If you actually read my articles, you may recognize the story, but it's a great story about the Chassam Sofer, that there's a sheet of Ayas Avram which says that if you fall asleep after eating meat, then you don't have to wait the full 6 hours. In other words, the sleep is enough to digest all. You can read my article. It's about all the nuances about that. Eating a coffee after taking a nap after eating meat. For the most part, we don't pass like this by Yas Avram. Why do we not pass like this by Yas Avram? Because there's a story with the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer ate meat, took a nap or slept for a few hours. Yeah. Wakes up and says, "Oh, Vayas Avram, I'm going to have a coffee right now." Starts making himself a coffee. As the Chassam Sofer is about to drink the coffee, it spills all over him. Chassam Sofer says, "Sayim Hashemayim, we don't pass like the Vayas Avram." Green article about whether we should make proofs from spillings of coffees. But the point is that I think what I got out of that story is milk and meat ain't pashut. It's not, these halachas are very serious. For some reason, I think that's, if you think about it, okay, it's an aver to eat milk and meat together. I'm not belittling it, but there are many other worse sins which don't get as much airtime in Judaism. Obviously, milk and meat has some special concept. If it's not cooked, correct. But no, that chicken, it would be Durabon. I don't know if that's Durabon eating a milk and meat cooked together. It's three things. You're not gonna know. You're not gonna eat milk and meat that's cooked together. You're right. If it's not cooked together, it's probably only the rabbanon. But the point is that. But that's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. Is that we're so machmir about something. Obviously, the lesson that I learned, especially from last Thursday or this past Thursday, is you got to be very careful with milk and meat. Sometimes you need your wife to bang you on the head with that, just to make you see clearly about this, that you should treat these halachas with severity. Shkoyach.